Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who can't count to 21 unless I get naked, Aaron, and with me is my honey britches, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. A bit of a drag this this week.
But I had an extra tough time because of my work schedule. I was working overnight, so I had a pretty difficult time watching this, but I got through it.
And what anime gave you the trouble this week, Jay?
Firework classic, O Edo Rocket.
O Edo Rocket. Do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies over at Funimation. So, for Sekiichi, making things explode is a calling. And this little man with a big rocket has one goal. Send his lady to the moon.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, it's centered around him building a rocket to
get to the moon.
To get Sora to the moon.
All right. Are you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yeah. And I remember you texted me saying that the facts were pretty stacked.
Yeah, there's some really good facts in here. And you kind of mentioned one before we started recording, and I wanna let you know actually what the reference was to.
Okay.
Which is pretty funny. And there's another reference once you know the origin, but oh, that makes sense.
Okay,
so let's get into it. This anime is 2007, 26 episodes, and it's a comedy. The play was written by Kazuki Nakashima, and he's a good friend of this podcast.
Is he?
Yeah, he wrote Gurren Lagann,
okay,
Kill la Kill, and Promare.
Wow.
So we were just talking about, he makes a cameo in the anime.
Yes.
He shows up with the drill hands.
Yeah.
That's a reference to Gurren Lagann.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's
and there's also drills in Kill la Kill.
Yeah. But this is before Kill la Kill's like a original.
But you know, twin drills are the best.
Exactly. And then the other weird Gurren Lagann reference is what's his name? We were just talking about the guy who turns into the pigeon.
Oh, Genzo.
Yeah, Genzo. It's not Genzo, is it? It is Genzo. Anyway, Genzo.
Yeah.
There's a moment where he runs up and he's trying to tell us something to somebody, and he has the really cool glasses on.
Yeah.
Those are from Gurren Lagann.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And another weird thing, which I'll get into later, it premiered alongside Gurren Lagann.
What the heck?
Yeah.
So this guy had two things that he wrote premiere at the same time?
Well, he wrote the play in, I think, 2001.
Okay.
And then it got adapted in 07.
All right.
All right. And this was Studio Madhouse. Mm-hmm. And they made One Punch Man, My Love Story, Monster, Nana, and Paradise Kiss.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that we did.
Yeah. So go check out that. This was directed by Seiji Musashima, and he directed A Shaman King, Fullmetal Alchemist, and Gundam 00.
Oh, there you go.
This is licensed by Funimation. And it was the same season, as I mentioned before, Gurren Lagann, Lovely Complex,
hey.
Lucky Star,
hey.
And Afro Samurai. So pretty,
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, pretty stacked. season, if I don't say so myself.
Yeah, check out the Lovely Complex podcast, the Lucky Star podcast. Those are some fun ones.
And if you're listening to this
in the future,
the Gurren Lagann podcast.
The Afro Samurai
podcast. The music was done by Yusuke Honoma, and he did the music for Great Teacher Onizuka.
Okay, yeah.
Again, if you listen to this future, go listen to this.
We're definitely going to cover that one.
That's one of the animes I've been really wanted to watch.
I know that you told me before that every adaptation of GTO is good.
Even the live, I've heard the live action one's real good. I've watched a couple episodes of the live action one, and it was really good.
I think you have access, still have access to the Crunchyroll live action, right?
Yeah, because like a weird,
yeah, like a reasons. Weird.
Mm-hmm. All right, the opening is O Ito Naga Nagaware Boshi 5 or 4 by Puffy AmiYumi. The ending, the first ending, is 100 miles. Niji o Oikakte, Akati, by Santara. And the second one is I Got Rhythm, which is easier to say, by Natural High.
There you go.
So what do you think about the music before we...
The music, the BGM?
Yeah.
Oh, really good.
I thought it was one of the bright spots.
Yeah, really good. It had... like a lot of jazzy, almost nightclub kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was noir, but it was definitely, I think more upbeat than noir.
Even the chase scenes felt really like 1920s, mm-hmm. like noir.
So, like it reminded me of like Baccano, like that kind of music from exactly. Like that era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good. I was surprised he hasn't had a lot of more writing credits.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opening, really, really good. I actually enjoy the opening and the first ending. The second ending, it's fine. I don't just think it's as good as the first one.
Yeah. I think all three of them are really good. The opening, really like they imitate the like electric guitar with the shamisen and the drums with the big old, I don't know what they're called.
The taiko drums?
Yeah, the taiko drums.
Yeah, really good. Mm-hmm. Really good opening. I was kind of disappointed we didn't get a second
opening.
Yeah, but it's real strong. It's real good.
And it's funny that the first ending, you and me both thought that it sounded like Loser by Beck.
Yeah, it sounds just like the opening riff really sounds like
it. Yeah, definitely sounds like it. Every time I was listening to it, I was like, in the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Mutant in my veins.
And then the visuals for that one are really good.
Yeah.
Even for the opening, it's real fun.
Yeah.
It gets you in a real good mood to start laughing.
Yeah. And we were talking about this before that we started the podcast, but in the series, Genzo becomes a bird. And they change him into a bird in the opening.
And that's real good.
Yeah. And when he comes back, I think they change it back to... No?
No.
Or does he stay as a bird?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Forever a bird.
All right. So is there any general things you want to talk about before we jump in?
You know, one like really like obscure thing that I want to talk about is I love the idea of a row house. like, do those exist anymore where it's just like... one building and like everybody lives on the bottom on like for it's just a one floor
apartment. Like a one floor complex
like yeah almost like a duplex. Goes like in a straight line a row of rooms.
I don't know maybe
like, but it's cool. I would love to live in something like that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds real cool.
Yeah, you'd be really tight with your neighbors just sitting on the porch.
Yeah, I really enjoyed a lot of the meta humor in this anime.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of breaking the third wall.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, fourth wall.
Yeah.
I forget my numbers. I need to get naked to count that high.
one of my favorite like weird meta jokes was they mentioned somebody, like an ancient Japanese figure.
Yeah.
And whoever's narrating it goes, Google it, kids.
Yeah. And like every time they mention like somebody like that, they usually tell them to look it up. Yeah,
it's
a real
impressive
person.
Yeah, real, real good, real strong. And then there was like I guess I'll say it for my favorite scenes, but the mention of like Negima and like voice actors, real fun. And there's also like the deeper the niche reference, like the funnier it is to me.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like weird. Like writing references and like English writers or like dub writers.
Yeah.
Or there's one where during the play, they ask Sora like, "Oh, you improvise?"
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, "I'm a dub voice actress, not a seiyuu." And I was like, "Oh my god, that's so good."
Yeah.
It's strong. Oh, they're good. It's
Yeah, there was another part that was like that. Was like they're trying to prove if the fireworks girl from like the what were they the Kayama family or Kageya family? They're trying to see if she was an alien or not. And the question that they asked her was, "What's your opinion on like fan dubs or something like that? Are they good or bad?" I'm like, "They suck." Okay, she's human.
Yeah, real. And this is another weird one where I didn't catch the reference, but I knew it was a reference. It was like it was 10-10 and 10-ho. We're like looking on the internet for something.
Yeah,
and then they started talking about a different Madhouse anime, and then they cut it off them talking about it. And that was, I forget what it was, but I was like, that's pretty good. Any other general things you want to talk about?
Not really. Do you have anything else? Do you have any dislikes or anything like that? I think, I guess for dislikes for me, I mean, it's the anime started a little unhinged. Like, it was kind of, like, hard to follow. Like, what, like, the point of the anime was until...
I didn't really, for me, I didn't really feel that. I felt, maybe because you told me before I started watching, that's how it starts, but yeah. I felt like it was fine, like, really.
You were mentally prepared
For maybe. It. Like, I felt like I was, maybe I was like, oh, man, this might be like, not even like Bobobo levels of like weird, or like not that should cohesion. Be on the list. Yeah. But like, we've watched a lot of shows where like, where like the cohesion in the beginning is like not really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I think my one complaint with this anime, at least for me, was it's really dated.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
it didn't age well. Like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. In a bit. It's like they don't really make anime like this anymore.
Yeah.
Like back in the
a product of its time anime.
Yeah, like back in the mid to late 2000s, like this anime was like everywhere, this type of anime, like really random humor.
I remember seeing ads for this anime.
I know, this is why I picked this anime, because I remember
the ads.
Watching School Rumble, ordering a Netflix DVD and watching
I think that's where I seen this anime as well, because I still have my School Rumble DVDs, and I think there might be a special feature, like some trailers of this.
That might be fun to go watch those trailers.
Yeah.
And see what actually they still have. When we pick
School Rumble, I'll bring it.
I really want to. Did I tell you that's the only reason why I love buying Blu-rays, especially old Blu-rays? Mm-hmm. I love watching like old trailers for anime.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. All right. You want to jump to art and cinematography?
Yeah.
All right, so art and cinematography, kind of hit or miss.
Yeah, I guess so. I know. I guess like some people will probably like find that the kind of cruder character drawings, like the engineer and Santa and Rokube, some people might find them unappealing. But I think they're great.
I think they're fine. Yeah, I think they're real fine.
Especially Shinzo. Is that his name? Shinzo, the engineer.
Yes.
I find him like the funny. I think he's the funniest character in the whole anime, and I like how he's drawn. It's just really funny. Like it kind of reminds me of like a more 2D Shin-chan or something.
Yeah, I can see that
almost caricature like.
I think those three together are actually really funny.
Yeah.
Duo, and then you throw in the wife too. The wife is like okay, but.
She's just her shtick is just hating her husband.
I know.
Her husband's pretty great.
Who has the worst design in this anime?
Probably Captain Bellybutton, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know who to pick. Who would you pick?
The main character, I actually think, doesn't look too cool.
With his star haircut.
Yeah. How are you saying
his hairstyle? I need to look at it.
Seikichi. There you go. Seikichi.
Seikichi.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really like his main character hair.
Yeah, I guess so.
Everyone else, I think, is pretty cool.
Yeah, Soro's all right.
Onwiz. Onwiz has the best one. My favorite character design.
Yeah, Onwiz the best one.
Onwiz and Sora's beast form, I thought was like really, really cute.
Oh yeah, I know that's kind of weird to think about, is like Sora's beast form like also looks kind of cute.
Yeah, it does look kind of cute. I was like, oh. Like when she has like the really soft eyes.
I wanted to ask you, like, would you date an alien if aliens were around?
Like that? Yeah, why not? She's adorable. Mm-hmm. And she could pick me up and like carry me places.
I know, right? And she could fly.
It's so cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of benefits to dating an alien.
But would you kill for an alien if you're in love?
Ugh, that one, no.
That's a rough no. I know exactly.
Yeah. That's like dating a vampire or something. Like, oh, you gotta find a victim for your vampire lady.
Oh, the one scene that is actually like really brutal. Going back to like cinematography, actually.
Yeah.
Is when he kills the mother. Uh-huh. And the baby's just crying in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Bleeding her out. It's like, oh, that's terrible.
What a heartless person.
What's his name? I forget his name.
I think his name is Jerk. Not Jerk. I'm scrolling. Akai?
Oh, Akai. There you go. Although, like, that's what this anime is, like, super weird. Because, like, that spot is, like, really dark.
Yeah.
And that's probably as dark as it gets, really. Minus when
that flashback of what's his name, Ginjiro, and the girl as the silver fox and the that's a more serious part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true too. It has. I mean, I kind of wish it leaned more into serious at points too.
I guess
so. That they could do, or they could have did something serious with it at least. Do you have any other cinematography notes?
No, I don't really recall too much cinematography, but on art style, the backgrounds look pretty cool. Like how it's almost like manga drawn, like manga with color.
Ooh, I was about to say, one of my favorite shots is whenever they do the, like whenever they make the pyramid and jump off of each other.
Yeah.
That one, when they're trying to get to the kite,
yeah,
they do that same animation like twice, and it's like three times. Yeah, it's funny every time.
The girl falls.
Yeah, Tenho.
Tenho falls.
Tenho's
the guy.
Yeah, so Tenho falls.
Yeah,
and they do the same action of like catching her,
and then throwing the flip.
Her up. Yeah, ugh, it's so good
because they're street performers.
It's so good. All right, so you want to go favorite characters, least favorite characters?
We can do favorites.
Underutilized?
Well, I guess underutilized, we don't really have that much.
I don't have any, really.
No? I would say Anhui.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I think she's in it.
She's in a fair bit.
Yeah, but I would love more of her. It's adorable.
Yeah, and Shinza. I could always use more Shinza.
Oh.
Really liked him.
Who's his voice actor?
Shinza?
Yeah.
Let me see. Shawn Michael Tegu?
Yeah, you're right. I was like, why can't I think of it? Also, more Shunpei, too, I would have liked.
Yeah, Shunpei is really good.
I really like Shunpei. And he's played by two of my favorite voice actors.
Jeremy Lee.
And Rei Kugumiya in Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that Jeremy Lee was used as one of the little kids that were, like, playing.
I think almost all of them were. Even Greg Aries was
a little kid.
And so was Brianna Palencia was also a little kid.
Brianna Palencia does a good little boy voice.
Oh, man.
I think she's in Shin-Chan.
Going back, the voice casting is really good.
Yeah.
Again, one of those dubs that we'll never get again because it's just super stacked.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the people we just mentioned. Like, well, Sekiichi is Greg Aries, Sora is Brina Palencia, Shunpei is Jeremy Lee. There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Chris Kaysen's in it, my boy.
So it's Vic Mignogna plays the Human Fuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real strong. All right, so
favorite,
yeah. What do you want to go least first, or do you? I don't think I have a bunch of least either.
Yeah, I don't really have any least other than I guess Akai, but Akai does have some funny moments, so I can let him pass. as an okay character.
It would have to be, I don't know his name, but it's the South District guy, the guy that Akai gun? Reports to. Yeah, the sniper guy. He's cool, but I don't know.
He has an ugly design.
Yeah, he has like the most kind of human design, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't really have any, he's also kind of like meh.
Yeah.
A lot of his characters are meh.
Yeah.
So, favorite characters, I really like, you know, actually with this character in Underutilized, but Genzo.
Okay.
I really, like, that's the one character I really felt bad for in this anime.
Yeah, nobody knows who he was all the way up until the end.
Yeah, or, one of my favorite facts is they know Genzo's mom.
Yeah.
But, like, well, that must mean there's Genzo's mom. Genzo. There must be a Genzo.
Yeah.
But I've never met him. Like, it's, oh, it's so sad. And I really do like Genzo's design as well.
Yeah.
Of a girly man.
Yeah. Effeminate dude.
Yeah.
And what is it called? Androgynous? Is that what, yes. That's the word? And it's funny that, like, once he plays up to the girl part of him, like how he looks, that's when everybody notices him. Just
getting attention. Oh.
Yeah, and I think Shinzo is the one that's like, oh, I love you.
Ten and Tenho.
Oh, yeah, those are great characters.
Really good characters.
Yeah.
And Tenho is played by Lea Clark. And yeah. Lea Clark's also a really good voice mm-hmm. actress.
Yeah.
Who else do we got?
I think 10-10 is Michael.
Oh, you were close.
Michael
Tatum.
Tatum, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, who else is there? Man, even Anhui's Underutilized character, she's like my favorite character in the anime.
Yeah, she's super cute. Even her dog form is pretty freaking adorable.
Adorable. Yeah. And, how do you feel about Sora?
Sora's cool.
Yeah, Sora.
She definitely has a lot of funny moments as well with her, like, knowing pretty much, like, anything that goes on, like, in the future and all these, like, references to stuff.
And then how about Seikichi?
Seikichi? He's fine.
Fine? Would you put him more? I think he's more fine than meh, but
yeah,
he's whatever. He's mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Who else is there? Santa and Rakabe.
And pretty much everyone at the row house, but the old man.
Yeah, the old man's cool. The
old man's real dope.
And his harem of girls.
even his, like, younger form looks real cool.
Oh, yeah. It definitely did, his voice didn't match with his younger form. But that's kind of the was joke. Funny about it yet.
Yeah.
there was a, I guess, going into favorite moments, but there was a, like, an intro that they did where, like, everybody's lip flaps didn't match. And it was pretty great.
I mean, we can hit the favorite moments. I think we've hit every character.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, favorite moments, that one.
But what about the Men in Black? I love all those guys.
Ice is pretty cool. The sumo wrestler. What was his?
He was Knees, I think.
Yeah, he was cool. I really liked him. Mm-hmm. Him and his love affair with Tenho.
Yeah. I liked that at parts, like, Tenho liked him. And that but most of the time, she didn't like him.
She's, like, grossed out by him.
Yeah.
Real good, real funny.
He was, like, jumping through the trees and stuff. Pretty good.
I'm trying to think of other really moments I really liked. Oh, the story of the story that the old man was telling. I forget what the name of the
character. The comic book that he did.
Yeah,
that was pretty great.
How, like, it starts off, like, real animated, and it's as it's going on,
it, like, loses color, starts
getting more cheap and cheap, until eventually it's just like a storyboard.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a storyboard, and then, like, it's, like, barely drawn at the end.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, results to be continued next week. And they're like, wait, we got to know the ending. He goes, well, I could have finished it, but I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, goes away.
Yeah.
And then
I just want you to hang on it, because the ending will be that much better once you hang on it. And then, so something like that.
And then at the end of the episode, too, he's like, they finish it. You're like, oh, we're done. We finished the anime.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to watch it. That's the episode where
Shunpei is, like, looking for his, like, calling or something like that, right?
Like, why does he ask so many questions?
Yeah.
And it actually made me feel really nostalgic for Japan, because there's that scene where they're getting off the train.
Yeah.
And oh god, I miss those lines. They're so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trains are cool.
Trains are pretty cool. Sorry. Do you have any other favorite moments?
The counting to 21 was my favorite joke in the whole anime.
Yeah, that Negima joke hit me really hard.
That one was really great.
It made me realize I want to do Negima, and I just...
You know, I have a funny story about the second season of Negima, how I got the box set. Have I ever told you how I got the box set? I don't know if Funimation still does this, but they used to do like this thing where you pick like college basketball teams, and whoever like win, like if you pick like a winning team or something like that, then you get like some sort of prize. And there was like different levels of prizes depending on how far
so it was like March Madness.
Yeah,
so.
Like a March Madness thing.
Oh, that's cool. You got...
Yeah, I got pretty far, and I got the second season of Negima for free.
You know what's weird? A little off topic, but it would be really dope if we did one time.
What?
We should, because Right Stuff does a random box. We should order like a $25 box and whatever anime
comes in. I have another story about that. One time, back when I was loose with my money, I lived with my parents and I didn't have anything to spend it on.
No, those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. I bought like the most expensive random box thing.
Which is how much? 50 maybe?
I think it was 50. And I got Melody of Oblivion. Have you ever heard of Melody of Oblivion? Yeah. That anime sucks. What a waste of money.
That's what was in the 50. That's all it came with?
Yeah.
Is that?
It was the complete set.
I wonder if they must still do it.
Yeah, they have to. I'm pretty sure it's like in a...
Look it up right now when we're done. Yeah. All right, is there anything you want to mention before we enter the wrap-up? I know it's a little short podcast, but there's not much to... I don't think there's much to talk about here.
Wait, hold on. I think we're missing something.
Well, least favorite moments?
Yeah. So are we going to talk about least
favorite moments? Yeah, I mean, do you have least favorite moments? I mean...
I would say just the beginning, because how I felt, like I said before, it felt a little unhinged, kind of not really that interesting. You know, going back to favorite moments, I actually really liked it when it had like an arc in the middle of the
series. Meaning.
Yeah.
Like, but then it also gave the filler, not the filler episodes, but things that had nothing to do with the overall story.
Yeah.
Even more impact, I feel, like once you're out of arcs.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned that before, like I love little cool down episodes.
Yeah.
Between arcs, and the episode where, what's the brother's name? I'm horrible with
Shunpei?
Shunpei. When Shunpei gets the love potion, I think that's one of my favorite episodes of the series.
Yeah. That and has the Negima reference in it.
Yeah. And it has the really cute Onwi dog in it. And she's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my least favorite moments of this anime is just... I think it kind of goes on a little too long.
Yeah, a little bit overstays its welcome.
Yeah. I wish it was like 12 episodes.
Yeah, I think that would have been
perfect.
Yeah, I think that would have been good.
I think a lot of anime back then used to get two choirs as long as people wanted to put the work in.
Yeah.
All right. So anything you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
It was okay. I had an okay time with this.
Yeah. Anime. I think I mentioned last week I didn't have really high hopes for it. It's just something that's been on my
watch list
for like years, and I was like,
I'm sure you're glad that we watched it.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't got to think about it anymore.
Yeah, and we know about it now.
And it did have really good moments.
Yeah, it definitely is a funny anime.
And it gave us some really good music.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what's like a thing that I enjoyed is that it's a MA rated anime. So it has some like dirty jokes in it, and that's always fun.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of references to rockets and stuff like that. Every time they mention a rocket, my mind goes into dirty places.
One of my favorite moments, go back to favorite moments, was there's one of the episodes where Sora Seikichi is like, he sees Sora and Ginza hanging out. And after he goes, oh, I bet you were hanging out with like Ginza all night. And I forget what Sora's referring to. But she goes, oh, yeah, he was like really rough with me.
Yeah.
And then like, just like all this anime like stacked up on each other.
Yeah.
And he's like, why would you tell me? Like, like he was like really confused.
Yeah, there's a lot of innuendos in this.
Yeah, really, really strong. Really good. All right, so
that's one thing to watch this anime for is for the innuendos. It's pretty funny.
It's not as strong as I think. Is this a zombie? Because like those are like stacked like on top of each other, real thick. And I prefer that kind of innuendos.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But still.
Yeah, but still.
Still, it's good in its own right.
All right, so accessibility, dirty jokes.
Yeah, that's about it. There's no nudity or anything like that.
Yeah, and. You can catch it.
There's no fan service either, right?
No, not that I can think of.
Yeah. So it's just straight, just dirty jokes. That's what gave it its MA rating, I believe.
The writing.
Yeah.
And then you can catch this on Funimation.
Yeah. So it's easy to find.
There's probably a save edition out there of this, I would imagine.
From what I actually looked at, I was curious to see if they had anything more than just DVDs on the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just DVDs, but it's pretty cheap. I think it's $20 for the complete series.
For the save, I imagine the
I don't think it's a save.
Really?
I think it's just the regular box.
That's not too bad. Set. Well, I guess you got to be... One of my favorites, I know I mentioned it before, but Funimation had this thing for a couple years, so it was like anime classics.
Yeah.
And like the first one I remember anime classic was like Haruhi. Uh-huh. Like, oh, the anime classic? Check out our anime classics line with, you know, Haruhi Suzumiya. Like, oh, that's cool. And then I remember it was like, oh, check out the anime classic, Sekirei. And I was like, I don't think that's a classic. Speaking of which.
It should have been Anime Legends. Anime Legends, Sekirei.
Yeah. And actually, a little tidbit into the Anime Trip on podcast. That's where I guess that's where we started calling things the classic anime.
Really?
Maybe that's why I started doing it.
Because you mentioned that?
I mentioned that. And then I just started saying the classic. Yeah. Everything's... Because I remember telling you, like, everything Funimation used to re-release used to be a classic, even though it was never a classic.
That's funny. I didn't even remember where it came from. We just kept running with it.
Yeah, but yeah, that's where that comes from. It's pretty good.
Yeah, some anime cherry bomb lore.
Exactly.
Right there.
All right.
Rewatchability.
Rewatchability. This is weird. If you're good,
I think I would have enjoyed it more if my work schedule wasn't that crazy. But I don't know if I'd rewatch it again.
I think I would rewatch this again with somebody.
Yeah,
that's the. I would never rewatch this by myself with somebody.
With somebody would be fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Exactly.
For sure.
All right. Things we would change. I don't know.
I think if it had a more structured plot, I think it would have been funny, but or not funny, but funny, better. But I think it's fine the way it is.
Yeah, it's just a dime a dozen.
Yeah,
anime. I don't know.
There's a lot of anime that are like this.
Yeah, I don't think any like changing anything in it would make it better or worse.
Yeah,
because the writing is actually top notch. Like the writing and the music is just top notch. Yeah. The story is.
Yeah, the adaptation from the Japanese whatever is really good.
I also appreciate, real quick, the adaption is really good.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, there's a lot of purists who are like, if it's not exactly what is written down, then it's crap. But I really like when...
That kind of thinking is stupid, because if you did that, then a lot of stuff would not make sense.
Yeah, the localization.
Yeah,
like real quick, one of my favorite jokes is when Shunpei walks in on Sora's like tied up. They just like tied up on a tree.
Oh yeah,
because Seiki, she doesn't want her going into the fireworks shed.
Yeah.
And I forgot, she says some pun, and then Seiki, she goes, that doesn't even translate into English. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Which, if you anime do that, they'd say, like, why is this in there? That doesn't translate.
Yeah, I love that. Like, that obviously isn't in the sub. And I personally like little touches like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, that's what makes me want to become a local, like, person that works in localization.
Yeah.
That seems really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But just, that's how
just
we
put Michael Jackson and everything.
Yeah, that's how we get like weird.
That's what you, I think you said that
Super
to me.
Milk Chan. Yeah. We get like Michael Jackson references. Also, Super Milk Chan. That's on the list.
That's the crazy. Is that a crazy anime?
Yeah, it's like one of the weird ones.
Okay.
The you dumbass. Yeah, it's real strong. All right. Moment of truth, Jay.
Rating?
Where would you rate it?
It's a flat recommend.
Yeah, I would say it's a flat. It's a flat.
Don't almost, even have to think about it.
Yeah,
I'd say flat recommend.
It's like, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun watch.
Yeah.
Especially if you see.
It's kind of hard to talk about.
This is weird. A weird situation that we've been in.
Yeah.
I feel like dubs have saved a lot of anime that we've watched.
Yeah.
Like a lot of old anime with great dubs.
Yeah, like, especially like ghost stories and stuff like that.
Oh, ghost stories is a different story. Ghost story is like, I don't know. Yeah. Because maybe the original ghost story is like it's a kid anime. And it's,
yeah. It's just supposed to be like spooky.
Yeah. But there's a lot of old like anime that we would watch. Like, oh, this would be boring.
Yeah.
And there's no sub. Or there's like a sub and it's just like whatever. But great dubbing saved this anime. I feel like if it wasn't for the dub, I would have had a hard time watching this anime.
That makes me think, like if there was a dub of like Kimmy Kiss, I wonder if you would have finished it.
Maybe. At least give it a
better
try.
And it had like good voice actors.
Oh, maybe. For me, a good dub goes like a long way.
Yeah.
Even bad, somewhat bad dubs go a long way.
Yeah.
Like the Yu-Gi-Oh. Slam Dunk. The Slam Dunk dub is real dumb. And I really liked it. I really like the Ping Pong Club
the dub.
But it's just the anime just sucks. And I hit him on the head with the daikon radish.
And I got pregnant.
Oh, it's so good. All right, Jay. Now that we've built our rocket and sent it to the moon.
Uh-huh.
What do you have for us next week?
So we're just going to continue on with Nana.
Okay.
Going back to Nana. Is this Madhouse month?
Yeah, I know.
Pretty much.
So let's go ahead and finish up Nana.
Yeah, I'm excited to finish Nana.
What is it, 47?
Yeah, so we'll be
so about 23 episodes left. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try real hard to get most of it done before I leave.
Yeah, when do you leave?
I leave on Wednesday night.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to get...
Now, when are you coming back?
A Sunday morning.
Okay, so we can record on that Sunday?
We can record on Sunday morning, yeah.
Okay. Hopefully you're not too jet lagged.
It's only an hour or whatever. It should be fine.
Okay.
But yeah, and I got like the Thursday open, so hopefully I can. I got a couple days, and I got tomorrow off, so I can.
Okay, you could jam on it.
I can jam, and I'm probably gonna jam on some today. Get like six or so episodes done. If I can, I have it spaced out in a way. If I can do so many episodes in so many days, I'll be fine. Okay. So yeah, Nana, excited.
Yeah, Nana. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not
the
excited.
Shocking conclusion.
I'm not excited to see the ending because I hear it's a non-ending.
Yeah.
So, all right, Nana, it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you like this, go
ahead and follow us on SoundCloud.
Leave a comment. Suggestions.
Suggestions, anything,
comments, concerns.
If anything's wrong with the podcast, please let me know.
Give us a 5-star on
iTunes. Yep. YouTube.
Check us out on YouTube.
Yeah, the first, I think, 2 episodes of Earthbound are up.
Yep, and thank you to the one guy who's actually leaving comments on the Earthbound videos.
Really? There's somebody on there? What did they say?
There's somebody actually who... the reason why I finished the Danganronpa demo is because some guy left a comment saying, like, oh my goodness, this is so good. Can you guys finish the demo? And I was
okay.
Like, and I was like, yeah, because I think it had been like 2 weeks, something like that. I left the demo unfinished.
Yeah.
And he was like, I really wish you guys would finish it. I'm really enjoying it. And I was like, okay. So I posted it. And then he left another comment talking about how, oh my God, like, what does this mean? And yeah. Like,
oh, so like, he never knew the game. Or
no. Like, he was like, why are Makoto and Hajime talking this way at the end of the demo? Why is he talking to Monokuma this way?
Uh-huh.
Why, will we ever find out who killed Hakagure at the end, and like all of a sudden that guy was like replying to him and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then he also left a comment on the first Earthbound video where he was like, oh, I've never heard of this game, so thank you for uploading it. It looks really good.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there, the same guy. Yeah, there's definitely people out there that don't know about like all of them. Like a bunch of video games.
So. Yeah, so we appreciate your views and comments. Keep them coming.
Love comments.
Like I said, leave a recommendation. I'm really excited for some more recommendations. I know we still have one.
Yeah, we still have a...
Assassination Classroom.
I might pick that one soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another one that we'd have to do in like two parts.
Yeah, because that's another like 50.
That's 50. So we'd have to do like 25 and 27 or something like that.
But until then. Thanks everybody for listening.
Yep. Stay rocketing.
Stay rocketing.
The old man showed me a picture of something just like this. It was drawn by a guy named Leo D. something or other.
Leonardo the Ninja Turtle? Who's that?